Good afternoon. You're listening to KKRN 88.5 FM. It is time for Local Motion with Shane. And it is Pledge Drive week. And I also have Dave Wesley in the studio, the Baloney Brothers. And they're going to be here to entertain you for the next hour. But first, we're going to get started off with a little tune from Doug Colosio, while I get these wild minstrels of mirth here in the studio. Hey, thanks for tuning in to KKR and FM, and we'll be back to you in just a moment.
Let's go another round, mama, make me feel mean. Pour another gallon of gasoline on the fire. Let's take this flame higher. You might be from the city, but you ain't got nothing on me. Well, I've been eating dust since before I was nine, roping Texas longhorns in the pale moonlight in the country. You ought to see them fight. Well, you might be from the city, but you ain't got nothing on me. Take a ride. Riding on your passion while I'm singing this song to myself. Let's raise a little hell. You might be from the city, but you ain't got nothing on me. Play it again. You've been, no need to lie. Just get it right. Well, you might be from the city, but you ain't got nothing on me. Well, you might be from the city, but you ain't got nothing on me. One more time.
Okay, you're live in the studio with Shane on Local Motion, and in the studio with me is Dave and Dallin Wesley, and they're here to entertain our KKRN audience and to give you a little motivation to call your pledges in, as it is Pledge Drive Week, and they've generously donating their time and talents to try to help KKRN bring some money into their coffers. And I just got a phone call before I came on air that one of our dedicated KKRN fans and listeners and supporters is going to do a pledge match. And anybody that calls in during the next hour during the Locomotion with Shane show, he will match their pledge up to $100. So if you only call in a $50 pledge, he's going to match that pledge for $50. If you call in a pledge for $1,000, he's still only going to give $100. So now's the time to call your pledges in and have it matched with one of our other community members. That's really cool if you do. I want to thank that gentleman for doing that. Or it might be a lady. I don't know. They're being anonymous. And so let's see if we can't get these three minstrels of mirth. You guys want to say, speaking to the phone and speaking to the can and say hi to your family?
Hello, everybody.
Hey, everybody out there in Radio Land.
Okay, you guys want to say anything before you start picking, or you just want to jump right in?
Now we're just going to jump right in, but this is the second time we've been here. Were we here last year, Shane, or was it 2 years ago?
It's been 2 whole years.
Two years ago, we were here for the pledge drive, and I had a blast, actually, and we're very thankful to be invited back. So thank you, listeners out there, for inviting us back, and we're going to do the best we can to play you guys a little music.
Okay. Well, let me give our listeners our phone number so they can... Willie, he's going to be on the phone. Willie McCarty, one of our programmers. And the phone number here at the studio is 337-1885. And like I said, I got Davey and Dale and Wesley in the studio. Davey Strong, he's on the banjo. Dale Pinkham, he's on the guitar. And Wesley, I don't know your last name.
Pinkham.
All right, then. You're in good with us.
He's an honorary baloney brother.
All right, a baloney brother. We'll talk about that name in a bit. But Wesley, he's on that stand-up bass. Guys, why don't you just take off?
Okay, we're going to start with I Know You Rider.
Headlight on that door.
All right. Thanks,
guys.
Right.
Hey.
Going to miss me when I'm gone. Hey, you know what? I can use that as a little pitch here for our radio station. You know, you're going to miss KKRN if we're gone. And in order to keep that from happening, you need to call your pledges in today so we know what kind of finances we got for the future. All the money here at KKRN goes back in the studio as we are a nonprofit organization and we're volunteer based. All our money comes from you, our listeners, and a few underwriters that we have, but the majority of our funding comes from our giving Shasta County listening audience. And today, one of those great supporters is challenging you with a $100 pledge match. If you call in $20, he's going to kick in $20. If you call in $50, he's going to kick it up another $50, all the way up to $100. So we have the potential of making at least $200 this hour if you call in. And the number you're going to want to call is 337-1885. Willie's standing by to take your phone call right now. Once again, that's 337-1885. And as a community radio station, we try to bring you information and music that we know our listening audience up here likes, and we do so by volunteers coming in on a daily basis to bring you music that you deserve and can be found only here in Shasta County and mostly on KKRN.org. You can go to that, KKRN.org. That's our homepage, and you can donate there. We click on the Donate tab. It'll take you to Safe Secure site. And but today, why don't you give us a call? You can tell Willie how much you want to give and when you want to give it. And if you're not able to give it this time, you can pledge for a future donation. Let them know that you can give in a week or a month or whatever. You know, we're just trying to get our finances together for the next 6 months. So give us a call here at the studio, won't you please? 337-1885. The Baloney Brothers, Dave, Dell, and Wesley, they're gearing up to do another song for you. And that's why how the whole hour is going to be. The boys are going to be here. And they're going to be entertaining you and giving you the motivation to call in, because these boys, you know, they're from our community, and Dave and Dell are from Oak Run. And Wesley, are you newly transplanted to Oak Run?
Something like that.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're glad to have you, buddy.
Yeah,
this is a great place to be, you know, and this is a great time to be in California, I think. The Giants just won the World Series again.
Right.
The rain's back. And the Baloney Brothers in the studio. Hey, I'm excited. Yeah. Give us a call here, won't you? 337-1885. Willie's in the other room. And he's waiting to take your phone call. But we got the door open. He can be hearing the music. So give Willie a call, won't you? 337-1885. Guys, what you got lined up now?
Oh, what are we going to do
think,
now,
I think,
boys?
Davey, how about Cluck Old Hen?
Oh, yeah, this is a great song.
That Cluck Old Hen, that's an old traditional song, too, isn't it?
Very traditional old song. You know, in our circle of music that we play, this is something that you really only hear here. In places like this, you're not going to hear this song anyplace else, I guarantee it, unless you go to some place we hang out. But it's a great one.
All right.
Thank you.
crowd goes wild.
Who doesn't love songs about chickens?
All right, yeah, thanks, guys. Hey, you know, was it just last week that you were at
two weeks ago?
Was it been 2 weeks?
At Oak Run.
Yeah,
that was wonderful.
Oh, are you
thanks
talking about
everybody,
the...
especially the Wentz, for putting that on? That was so much fun.
Oh, you're talking about the October 11th event at Great Pine Farm. That was a kick. You know what I was talking about? Was a little something closer to home over at the Phillip Brothers Sawmill.
Oh, yeah.
That was last weekend.
That was last weekend, yeah.
Yeah, well, the reason I bring that up is Davey and Dale and Wendy Wendt, they were there with the instruments over at the Phillips Brothers Sawmill, and they had just a little barbecue, and Davey and Dale started playing, and Wendy started playing, and invited the kids to come over and sing the song. What was that, Down by the Bay?
Down by the Bay.
Down by the Bay. I tell you what, I had such a warm feeling in my heart when I seen them kids joining that song, and that just made me think about what a great little community we live here in Northeast California, what we call Northern California, and yeah, it's way North California. If you're not familiar with our little location up here, where the studio is up here on Round Mountain, which is east of Redding, off of the 299 corridor, and we are a little community radio station. We're nonprofit. And because we are a community radio station, we're able to do little fun things like bring the Baloney Brothers and other live musicians in and bring you news and information that's pertinent and relevant to, you know, what's happening to us up here in our area. And we can only do so by being funded by you. We get no money from any big corporations. We don't want money from big corporations. We like to be backed by our listeners. That way we're only responsible for making you happy, and that's what makes us happy. So you want to make us happy today, phone in some money, won't you? We got folks standing by the phone. The station number is 337-1885 during the hour. If you call in any amount of money, we got one of our other listeners is going to match it. We got a call coming in now. Thanks. There goes Willie running off.
Phones are ringing off the hook, folks.
All right.
Thanks,
folks. That's what we got. Community, that's what it's all about. And you know, that's part of being a community and family, is we support each other. And that makes me think of, you know, even if you don't like one or two of our programs on KKRN, that's okay. You know, we reach out for everybody, and that's what makes us unique and different. And when I thank you for supporting us, I thank everybody that's already called in their pledges. If you haven't done so, now's a great time and opportunity for you to do so. You don't have to send in much money. We don't ask, like some of these other places, ask you for hundreds of dollars. We're just looking for a little amount from a lot of people. So give us a call here at the studio, 337-1885. We're going to let the boys play another song. You guys
do
another one.
Well, we got a whole suitcase full of them.
They do, yeah. These I wish you all could be here, or we could put this up on where you could see the visual of it.
Except the bottles of whiskey on the table.
Yeah, except the bottles.
Pledge coming in. Thank you, Dickie.
Pledge is coming in.
Dickie Magadoff is in the studio with us today, too. Dickie's one of our volunteers, and he's going to be sitting here tapping his toes while the Baloney Brothers play, and he might even join in. You know what? If you're at home and you know the song the Baloney Brothers are...
All those people start calling.
If you know the song that the boys are going to play, why don't you go ahead and jump right in and sing?
A couple songs on this one.
Okay, well, let's get it started. Here they are, the Baloney Brothers and Dickie Magadoff.
You got to set this song up, though. You got to tell them what it is.
We're going to do a Civil War song called Last Letter Home.
And so what's it about? What's going on?
Well, you tell us, Davey.
The story of the song is that it's in the Civil War battle, and this soldier's been wounded, and he is laying on the battlefield, as thousands of them were, a lot of them dead, a lot of them alive. And so this is, it's called Last Letter Home, and it's what he's writing and putting in his pocket to hopefully get to his girl if he lives or dies. Here we go.
I've heard cannons thundering at night, and I cannot help but wondering, was the rebels' cause right? And the morphine seemed to do no good at all. I would run on the wave, I would not fall. I joined Southern cavalry for fun. I have rode 1,000 horses, always had a way with a gun. Now I'm among the horseless riders lying still, swallowed up by the cause on Heroes Hill. I'm ever on my feet again, I will. I would run all the way just to meet you there. Watch them southern boys go down, and they lay like Georgia peaches, bruised and broken on the ground. Through the night I wondered, was it worth the pain? I cried out, not revenge, I called your name. And I dreamed of a rose in a Spanish garden, and I kissed you as I placed it in your hair. If I'm ever on my feet again, I will. I would run all the way to meet you there. Garden, and I kissed you as I placed it in your hair. If I'm ever on my feet again, I will run all the way just to meet you there. If I'm ever on my feet again, I will run all the way just to meet you there.
All right, thanks, Colors. Yeah, you got the phones ringing.
Hey.
Are they saying
that's pay, a tearjerker?
They'll pay us to
people
stop
Radio
playing.
Land crying after that one.
I'm quite sure they're saying more baloney.
We got more baloney for you, folks.
All right.
Yeah, there's one correction on the website. You guys misspelled baloney. It's not with a G.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I was going to ask you about that. But first, why don't you let them know how you came about the name Baloney Brothers? I think that's a story in itself. Yeah.
No, you go ahead.
Davey's. We used to be Elmer and the Mud Flaps before Elmer quit, and then it was just the Mud
Flaps.
The
Elmer were just Mud Flaps.
Yeah, just Mud Flaps. And we decided that probably wasn't going to be a very good name. So one day, Davey and I were playing, and his second daughter, Sophie, said, "You guys are just like full of baloney. You like the Baloney Brothers." And it stuck, and here we are.
True story. she made a little sign and stuck it in on the door in the house, the Baloney Brothers.
And who knows you better than your children, huh?
Yeah, exactly. So
best girls in the
totally
world.
Stuck, yeah.
All right, well, I'll make a correction on our webpage about that, guys.
That's all right.
Hey, so we are having our Pledge Drive week, and we do have people calling in. I want to thank you for doing that. We have one of our listeners is doing a $100 match where wherever our callers during the next hour call in, he'll match up to $100 worth. But you know what? Let's make it a little challenging for him. Let's go past that $100 mark, huh? You can give anything you want. Here's another match that Sierra Nevada Brewery is doing. It's up to $1,000, which is so very cool. We're about halfway where we want to be. We only project out our finances for 6 months, and so that's why we come on twice a year to do this pledge drive. Let me tell you what else you can do besides calling in today. If you're just for whatever reason don't have the opportunity to call in today, Sunday we're having our pancake breakfast, and that's going to be at the Round Mountain Community Center from 8 till noon. It's an all-you-can-eat pancake breakfast. We have the corn and wheat pancakes, sausage, real maple syrup, fruit salad, and coffee and juice. And once again, that's from 8 to noon. There are family discounts, and so you can get the whole family to come and help support KKRN. That's on Sunday. And as well, on Saturday night, the Heavy Dose of Blues is going to be playing at the Station Cafe in Montgomery Creek.
Yeah, Leroy.
Yeah, and Heavy Dose of Blues, they're great community supporters, and they support KKRN, and they're going to be supporting us Saturday night at Montgomery Creek Cafe as they play from 7 till late, and they're going to have a donation jar, and all the tips you give to the band's donating it to KKRN.
Is that
Excuse me, is that the band with the prettiest drummer in town?
Yeah. Well, it depends on which one of the drummers you're talking about. You know, they have the two drummers.
Well, the pretty one without the beard.
The blonde. Do you like the blonde? Yeah, Michelle. She's a beautiful. Yeah, Leroy. I know he's aware of how beautiful that gal is. Yeah, we love them both, Leroy and Michelle and all the Heavy Dose of Blues folks. You know, I think the other drum player, Ron, is that Ron?
Rod.
Rod. He also plays with Magic Bus.
Yes, he does.
And they're going to be playing at California Brewery down in Palo Cedro tonight. It is tonight. Halloween. Yeah, they're going to be playing down at California Brewery. Magic Bus, they do a lot of tribute to like the Beatles and Leonard Skinner, all kinds of good rock.
The Who, I would think, with a name like that.
They're great.
They do all
they're
kinds
great.
Of good stuff. Yeah, they are really good. But we're focusing on KKRN today. So if you call in, 337-1885, Willie's standing by the phone to take your donation. And while you call in, you can also let us know how we're doing here at KKRN. And if you have any suggestions, we're always glad to hear them. Once again, the phone number here is 337-1885. Give us a call while the Baloney Brothers are playing. They're here just for that very reason, to help prompt you and to keep KKRN on the air so we can keep programs like Locomotion and a lot of the other programs that we go out every day to bring to you. So, boys, how's it going? You want to do one more song, and then I'll let you take a break?
Okay.
If you do one more song, you can have a break.
Yeah. I'd like to just say something about live radio, too. I'm absolutely loving it, and I don't see many opportunities for people to go play live music on the radio anywhere at all. And it's super fun time for us, and I hope it's a super fun time for you guys out there in Radio Land.
Especially all the women.
And you know, KKRN has a live radio theater that's on the air every other week, broadcasting live from the studio, and it is fun.
When's that on, Dickie?
That's on Thursdays at 8 p.m., the Wicked Fell Radio Theater. And I just want to say to Dave about that we believe we are the only literally live radio theater. There are others that are recorded live, but
yeah,
we're right here playing musical microphones and getting our lines out.
Nice.
But I also want to say that the phones are ringing, you guys. Yay.
Yeah, all right. Thank you guys out there.
Okay. Here they are.
Take it away, Dale.
Men, I said no. Women got the men in a puppet.
bet the gals like that one, huh?
Yeah. It's... Some people think that's why we're called the Bologna Brothers.
But... Oh, is that right? How do you spell Bologna? O N E Y? What's the correct spelling of Bologna?
E-Y.
Yeah. Okay, thanks, guys. Yeah. Hey, I'm going to let the Bologna Brothers take a break here while I do a little computer work. But I also want to remind folks that, next Tuesday is Election Day. We've got some things that need to be voted on. And one of the things that is really close and personal to folks up here on the mountain is the Proposition A. And that's on the ballot. That's the pot growing outdoor thing and other land issues. And thanks to JJ for your generous donation. There you go. Thanks, JJ. But on Prop A, I'm going to play you a couple songs that one's for, one's against. You know, we try to cover both sides of the issue here at KKRN. We don't want to make you think that we're one-sided because we are a community and we know there are two sides to every issue. So I'm going to play you two sides of that issue on these next two songs. The point being is that whatever your opinion is on this proposition or any other proposition, the main thing is to get out and vote next Tuesday, won't you, folks? It's very important. You don't want to stand by and let others make decisions that affect your life. Voting is very important and is something as part of your community. Here at KKRN, that's what we want to do. So here's the first song I'm going to play for you. And it's called Legalize the Herb. And it's by Johnny Token and the Dreadnoughts. Johnny Token is one of our local reggae musicians. And I want to thank Johnny for sending this song in. Thanks for tuning in to KKRN. You can give us a call, especially if you like the next song. Give us a call here at 337-1885.
Dangerous.
That's Johnny Token in the Dreadnoughts with one side of the Prop A issue. Well, like at KKRN, we're showing both sides of the issue. And, you know, that was sometimes it's not just all romance in life, is it? Here's a side that we all might have seen and something you might want to consider. But like I say, once again, this is all just to get you out and get out and vote Tuesday. Once you call, 337-1885 with your pledge. I'll be back in just a moment.
He was by my side the very first time I put a seed in the ground. He watched me hope. He watched me pray. He watched as I sold my first pound. And then he watched me grow easy as my life turned around. Food stamps and poverty were nowhere to be found. I built a homestead, but it wasn't only me. It was a whole community, a whole community. I've given him a lifestyle full of danger. I've given him a life full of fear. I have given him a job that holds no future. To me it's just a phase. To him it's how he's raised. But what have I done? What have I done? What have I done? Caught in a lonely, never-ending cycle. When will the lost boys be found? They make a lot of money. They spend it in a hurry. Then find a place to come down. Don't get me wrong, I love the herb. It's sacred, I don't put it down. But he's been insulated growing up in this small town. And the way that things are going, we're moving to the right. He's got to educate his mind and lead us to the light. I've given him a lifestyle full of danger. I've given him a life full of fear. I have given him a job that holds no future. To me it's just a phase. To him it's how he's raised. Oh, what have I done? What have I done? What have I done?
Okay, enough of that. Just get out and vote Tuesday, won't you? We're back live in the studio. Locomotion with Shane, the Baloney Brothers, Dave, Dale, and Wes are here to once again get them phone ringings. But before they start playing, I want to give a special thanks to Susie Coleman and the Coleman family. And the Coleman family, they're challenged the Brittany Babes to match a $100 donation. You hear that, ladies?
Yeah,
the Brittany Babes.
All right, thank you all.
Yeah, seems like the Baloney Boys know about the Brittany Babes. And so, yeah, the Coleman family, they're challenged the Brittany Babes to match their $100 donation. And thanks to everybody else that's already been calling in. You guys are doing a really great bang-up job for us. Somebody ought to be paying you, but you're paying us. And we appreciate you for coming in. Coming up after Locomotion is Country Fried Rock, but this is such a special occasion that we just might have to go into the next hour if you guys want to hang around. We don't have a real time limit. I know you guys might be getting hungry or whatever.
No,
but
no. We're here for the duration.
Oh, right. Thanks, guys.
Go down over Round Mountain.
Okay. Well, so let's just get back with the Baloney Brothers. And while they're playing, why don't you give us a call with your donation to help keep KKRN on the air. The phone number here is 337-1885. Hey, you Brittany Babes, get on that phone, 337-1885. Here they are, the Baloney Brothers.
I'm going out on that highway and listen to the freight trains whine.
There you have the Baloney Brothers, and they're live on at the KKRN studios, and they're here to help with the pledge drive, and what a help they've been here. They got the phones ringing, and if you've been trying to call in and the phones have been busy, well, that's because we're such a low budget station, we only have one phone. So if you've been trying to call in and like I said, the phone's been busy, don't get frustrated. Try calling right now. The phone lines are open, 337-1885. And once again, Susie Coleman family challenges the Brittany Babes to match their $100 donation. And we have another caller that is going to match up to $100 during the next, 12 minutes is going to be the end of the program. But like I say, we're going to go into the next hour as we're doing, having so much fun here. And I know you folks out there and enjoying it, your calls are letting us know. And keep on calling here to keep KKRN on the air, 337-1885. You know, none of us here at the radio station like coming on and asking for money. We know there's people on the phone all the time trying to get your hard-earned money and sending your stuff in the mail. But, you know, we have something to offer, and that is ownership. When you donate whatever amount that you decide, you will start listening to KKRN a little bit differently. And that's what we're asking you to do, is become part of KKRN's family. Why don't you give us a call here, 337-1885. We got someone on the phone right now. Was that if you call and the phone line's busy, just give it another song and try calling in again. Baloney Brothers are setting up to do another song. They've got a whole songbook here, and I'm just going to keep them going until I wear them out. And I know these guys got a lot of stamina. So, hey, Let's hear a little bit of history about the Bologna Brothers. How long is Davey? You come from a long time family here in Oak Run, isn't that right?
Yeah, my family's been in Oak Run since the late 1800s. My great grandmother was actually born in 1899, just off the side of 299, right where Oak Run Road and 299 meet down there.
That is cool.
And she died in 81, so I knew her.
Yeah, oh, good, yeah. And Dale, let's see, I've been in Oak Run 20 years now, almost. And
oh, the time flies, doesn't it, Shane?
I think we've been here about 25 years.
Yeah, and Dale, you have a woman, and you guys have a business. And
yeah, we're landscapers, my wife and I, Suzette, and we love Oak Run. We don't have any children, but we like to support the community, the schools, and, of course, the radio station. It's a great community. We love living here.
This is a really great little community, and our community sits in a great little county. Shasta County is one of the nicest places I've ever lived. I was an Air Force brat, traveled the United States with my parents. Every 2 or 3 years we moved, and then I was in the military, and we settled down here in Northern California for that very reason. This is just such a unique community, and it's great to be part of the community and KKRN. We're part of the community. You know, our motto is cultivating community, and that's what we do. And we want you to help us keep growing. Won't you help cultivate KKRN with your donations? Call us today, 337-1885. Guys, you ready for another tune?
Yeah.
All right, hit it.
Okay, here we go.
Hey, wait, I just remembered it's Halloween. Happy Halloween, everybody.
That's right. You know, it's funny how those things take a back seat in your head after the first 50 of them, huh?
Yeah, for sure. I got a Halloween joke.
This is community radio, Dave. Okay, let's hear it.
I better not tell it then. We'll just play some music.
All right. Yeah, give us a call, 337-1885.
Off the Glendale train this morning, 9:30. But somebody robbed the Glendale train, and I swear, I ain't lying. They made clean off with 16 G's and two men lying cold. But somebody robbed the Glendale train, they made off with gold. With Charlie Jones was an engineer, he had 20 years on the line. He kissed his wife at the station gate this morning at 6:35. Well, everything was fine till 9:30 when Charlie looked up and he saw there was men on horses, men with guns, and no sign of the law. Well, somebody robbed the Glendale train this morning at 9:30. Well, somebody robbed the Glendale train, I swear, I ain't lying. They made me off with 16 G's, the two men in lying cold. Well, somebody robbed the Glendale train, and they made off with a gold. Thank you.
All right.
Oh, yeah. We're getting warmed up now. Ready to go.
You know, that's the way it goes. Just about the time I get warmed up, it's time to call it an hour. But that makes me think that they've been after me for quite a while to increase the time of the show. And dang, if they didn't talk me into it, I'm going to, after the start of the year, the locomotion show is going to go up past an hour, at least an hour and a half. I haven't committed to a full 2 hours yet. But hey, we just had a great call from Craig Bunas. Craig, forgive me if I mispronounce your last name. It's B-U-N-A-S. Craig of Reading, he made a great generous donation. And Craig, thanks for that. And
hey, thanks, Craig. We really appreciate it.
Yeah. Craig is saying that his favorite show is Democracy Now, Chin Show, Rebel Base Radio, comes on Monday, The Grateful Dead Hour, Locomotion. Hey, thanks for that, Craig. We really appreciate it. We have lots of great shows here at KKRN. You can go to kkrn.org, and if you scroll down about halfway down the page, you'll see our program schedule, and it's all time changing, so you want to check it out all the time. The shows that are highlighted in bold, those are your local programmers that spend their time and money and talents to come in weekly to bring you shows that they think that are worthy, and so do we, and we appreciate every one of them. If you have an idea for a program and think you might like to have your own show, we'll train you. You can find all that information at kkrn.org, and while you're there, why don't you like us on Facebook? And you can also donate at the kkrn.org webpage. It's about 12:57. We're going to take, we'll let the boys play another song. We'll take a little break for a radio ID, and then we'll come back with the Baloney Brothers. We're probably going to go in to the Country Fried Rock Hour. So if you're a Country Fried Rock fan, don't be too disappointed. We're bringing you live music here at the radio station, and I know you appreciate that. And Country Fried Rock will be back with you next week. So, hey, thanks for that. And I appreciate the Baloney Brothers for coming in here. We heard a little bit from Dave and Dale. Mel, you want to step up to the mic there and tell a little bit about yourself? What was that instrument you were just playing?
This is a melodica.
Yeah, step up to the microphone.
You got to get to the mic, Wes.
It's a melodica. It's commonly referred to as a tootie phone.
A tootie phone?
Yeah. Or a kazoo with keys.
You know, at first, when I wasn't watching, I thought there was a harmonica being played. And I was like, no.
Go ahead and play a little bit there.
Yeah, give us a tootie phone solo.
It gives you a visual. It's just like a little keyboard that he's blowing into and playing.
Yeah, it's also, wouldn't you think it's a squeeze box that you blow in instead of squeeze?
Oh, is that? That's a...
Huh?
Sure.
Wesley's got a squeeze box. Huh?
Yeah, Wesley's got a squeeze box. He played that night.
A blow box, yeah.
Hey, you guys, Shane. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Panther.
Panther who?
Panther, no pants. Let's go swimming.
And that's Dale Pekin. Or Dale.
Sorry, Dale. Sounds like Dale.
Sounds like Dale. That was Davey Straw. Yeah.
No matter what I do, what? Dale takes the heat.
It's always good to have a fall guy, isn't it?
That's why I'm here, Davey.
Hey, Dale, you're turning real pretty color red. Don't
it matches my
this
eyes.
Yeah, Dale's in the studio today with his hair hat on and his chick magnet shirt.
Thank you.
Okay, guys, enough of my tomfoolery.
Let's try a little good Nickit song here.
The Baloney Brothers. We'll be right back after the station identification.
Listeners like you, and in part by anewscafe.com, where North State news, color, and commentary can be found online. The online news source brings regional writers and photographers together to give news that is positively North State with universal topics too. Found online at anewscafe.com.
Welcome to Country Fried Rock, where we talk with musicians to find out what inspires their creativity.
Okay, and you're back live with Locomotion Shane, and we're preempting Country Fried Rock just for today, as we have special guests, the Baloney Brothers, in the studio live with us to help us with the KKRN Pledge Drive today, Friday being the fifth day of the Pledge Drive. And you know what, boys, I think you've brought more in this hour than some of the folks have done all day, and that really shows you how much our community appreciates live local music, and that's the kind of stuff we're able to bring you here at KKRN, but we're only able to do so as long as we can stay on the air, and we stay on the air with your generous donations. And I want to thank you for all the calls that have already come in. If you haven't taken the opportunity to do so, why don't you think about doing it right now? The phone lines are open, 337-1885. The Baloney Brothers have agreed to stay with us a little longer. I don't know how much longer we can keep them here. I'm fading away. We got to go get something to eat. But, I would like to remind folks, if you do call in and the studio lines are busy, don't get frustrated. Just call back in another couple of minutes. We only have one phone line that's open in the studio. That just shows you how country we are, how community we are. We're not a very big station. We're just a little community radio station up here in Round Mountain. I want to clarify something. One of the Baloney Brothers asked me earlier was that quite often on KKRN, you'll hear us announce that we're KKRN, Bella Vista, and Round Mountain. And all that really means is that we're licensed in Bella Vista, but the studio is up here on Round Mountain. And, you know, we have our antennas up on Hatchet Mountain, up there where all the windmills are. And we shoot our radio signal shoots down the I-5 corridor and down 299E. And We go all the way to Corning, all the way over to Weaverville, and we serve a lot of folks in Shasta County with different music, good information that you get. We don't give you the spoon-fed news. We give you news that is pertinent to you and hits at home. I want to remind you that daylight savings ends this weekend, so Saturday, before you go to bed, turn your clock back 1 hour. And also tomorrow at the Station Cafe in Montgomery Creek is going to be a little Halloween party, and Heavy Dose of Blues is going to be playing, and they're going to be donating their tips to KKRN. And Sunday the 2nd from 8 to noon at the Round Mountain Community Center is going to be KKRN's world-famous all-you-can-eat pancake breakfast. You want to show up to that, as you're going to have some good food, all-you-can-eat good food. There's family donations are going to be available. There's going to be good music. The Baloney Brothers are going to be there, I do believe.
Yeah,
yeah, I think.
We are the only band that starts playing at 7 in the morning on a Sunday.
Great atmosphere for pancakes, too.
That is right. Yeah, Dickie Magadoff's in the studio with us today, enjoying Baloney Brothers. Willie McCarty, he's in the studio now. He's taking the phone calls, and Willie has Training Easy Willie. He's one of our local programmers, too, and he'd be glad to talk to you after we take your donation. So give Willie a call, 337-1885. What's up next, guys?
What is it, Dale?
I think we'll do another Grateful Dead tune.
Call now.
Lighted up from Reno, I was trailed by 20 hounds. Didn't get to sleep last night till the morning come around. Said I'll run, I'm about to take my time. Friend of the devil is a friend of mine. I get home before daylight, I just might get some sleep tonight. Ran into the devil, baby, loaned me 20 bill. Spent the night in a Utah inn in a cave up in the hill. Said I'll run, I'm gonna take my time. Friend of the devil is a friend of mine. I get home before daylight, I just might get some sleep tonight. I went down to the levee, but the devil caught me there. Took my $20 bill, then he vanished in the air. Said I'll run, I'm gonna take my time. Friend of the devil is a friend of mine. I get home before daylight, I just might get some sleep tonight. Well, I got two reasons why I cry. I'll wake you slow tonight. First one, named Sweet Anne-Marie, and she's my heart's delight. Second one is prison babe, the sheriff's on my trail. And if he catches up with me, I'll spend my life in jail. Got a wife in Chino, baby, and a one in Cherokee. First one says she's got my child, but it don't look like me.
Said I'll run, I'm gonna take my time. Friend of the devil is a friend of mine. And I get home before daylight, I just might get some sleep tonight. First one named Sweet Anne-Marie, and she's my heart's delight. Second one is prison man, the sheriff's on my trail. And if he catches up with me, I'll spend my life in jail.
Well, I got a wife in Chino, baby, and a one in Cherokee. First one says she's got my child, but it don't look like me.
Said I'm gonna take my time. Friend of the devil is a friend of mine. I get home before daylight, I just might get some sleep tonight.
Borrow from 20 when your friends got only 10.
Said I run about to take my time, friend, and the devil is a friend of mine. When I get home before daylight, I just might get some sleep tonight.
All right, thanks, guys. Yeah, everybody in the studio singing that one. Thanks to Jimmy Goring for his generous donation. Jimmy and the boys down at the heating and air conditioning shop, they're listening in. Great supporters of KKRN. Hey, thanks, Jimmy G. Really appreciate that. And thanks to JJ, Susie Coleman, Craig Munoz. Want to thank all of you for calling and supporting us while the Bloney Brothers are playing at KKRN 88.5 FM. And I told you about the Heavy Dose of Blues playing at the Station Cafe tomorrow night from 7 to 8. And they're going to be donating to KKRN. They're going to have we're going to have the pancake breakfast Sunday. And here's something I haven't told you about. Wednesday, November 5th, once a month, we have a KKRN fundraising lunch at the Hill Country Community Clinic. And that takes place from 11:45 a.m. to 1 p.m. lunch with KKRN. That's this Wednesday, November 5th. And I want to thank the Bloney Brothers for being in here today. We're blocking out the Country Fried Rock Hour because we want to keep bringing these young, I call them young. Everybody seems young to me anymore, but you're quite welcome. Well, anyhow, the Bloney Brothers, they are great supporters of KKRN, and they've been helping us out a lot. And you guys got another tune lined up?
Mm-hmm. I'm just thinking about those pancakes. Just a couple days away.